Texas is considered a red state, that is, one that leans Republican. But incumbent Governor Rick Perry has been facing a tough challenge from three rivals, including one from his own party running as an independent. At a rally in Dallas Monday night, Governor Perry was on stage with the man who preceded him as governor and who continues to support him, none other than President Bush.
Rick Perry has got a record and deserves to be reelected governor of Texas. You go out and work your heart out tomorrow, and I'll be honored to be your governor for four more years.
The person in the best position to steal conservative votes from Perry is Texas Comptroller Carol Keaton Strayhorn, who has challenged Perry's budget balancing strategies, his plans for a major transportation project, and his tough talk on securing the state's border with Mexico. Although she chose not to run against the governor in the Republican primary, she's confident that her independent bid will pay off.
We're going to have the first independent governor since 1859. It's going to be Carol Keaton Strayhorn.
But another independent has stolen much of the spotlight in this contest, former country singer and mystery novel writer Richard Kinky Friedman, who believes his humorous and iconoclastic campaign could make him the state's first Jewish governor.
It'll be like a Texas Camelot. The whole image of Texas will be changed overnight.
The man who may end up ahead of the independents, however, is Chris Bell, the Democratic candidate. He can count on votes from loyal party members who vote all Democrat, and he's still fighting for the votes of other Democrats who may have strayed toward one of the independent candidates.
I think we're in a great position to close the gap. Democrats are waking up.
Public opinion polls, however, show Perry comfortably ahead. But it is likely he will win re-election with the lowest percentage of votes in Texas history. The other interesting race here in Texas is the battle for the 22nd Congressional District south of Houston. That's the district that had been held by Congressman Tom DeLay, who resigned earlier this year under a cloud of scandal. Since it was too late to select a Republican to be on the ballot, most analysts see the district going to Democrat Nick Lampson, who's continuing to work for votes on Election Day.
In the last several days, I've been on the telephone dialing, reminding people how important it is to get out to vote, and I'll continue to do so.
But Lampson is facing a tough and somewhat unexpected challenge from Republican Shelley Sekula Gibbs, who currently serves on the Houston City Council. With support from the Republican Party, she has mounted a write-in campaign, something very difficult to pull off, but given the strong conservative base in the district, polls show her in a tied race with Lampson. She has been outside polling stations making sure that voters who want to write her name on the ballot will know how to do it.
We want to make sure that the people who take the time to come and vote do have all the tools that they need to write me in.
One of the biggest challenges for voters will be spelling her full name correctly. Misspellings can lead to ballots being challenged and thrown out. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.